Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in the lucky dip today comes from Molly, who says, how do I get a capsule together? I have quite a few orphan tops that only go with pants and jackets that don't complement each other. It's all a bit haphazard. Any tips? So what I suggest you do is find your very favourite ones. So find a favourite garment. Maybe it's a jacket that you really, really love. Then go through your wardrobe and look for all the tops that go with it. And then go through your wardrobe and find all the bottoms that go with those tops and that can go with those jackets, that jacket. Then you can start to bring in another piece. Then you can have a look at what you've got there and say, is there anything else that I've got in my orphans pile, such as a jacket, that has similar colours that might actually work together with the colours that I have in this capsule? Now, the thing is if you've not got a colour palette, you'll find that you have a way more kind of orphan disparate wardrobe because there's no relationship potentially between the colours you've been choosing and buying. Versus if you have a colour palette, you'll find that the colours go together really easily and that you will find it is much easier to build that capsule wardrobe. And it's much less likely to have orphans as far as colour goes, that your colours work together. So it's really easy to go, well, you know, if all my colours go together, what can I try putting together that I've never thought of putting together before? So really what we're thinking about is having that kind of colour palette that works easily together. So this is why colour analysis, one of the many reasons, apart from the fact it makes you look amazing, it's one of the many reasons why having a colour analysis is such an incredibly useful tool in building your wardrobe and for your style, because you're going to create a wardrobe where clothes naturally work together. And that's what we really want. We don't want to have to think too hard about it. And when we've got this kind of haphazard orphan wardrobe, it's much harder to find things that work together. So that is the way I do it. As I look at, and then maybe it's look at, you know, a top that you've got and go, well, what have I got that goes with that? So you might find that even though you might have a few kind of separate sort of capsules rather than just one capsule based around different things that you've got. So just taking those, any sort of hero garment, and generally the reason we get orphans is that we buy a hero, but we don't have anything that goes with it, or that we don't have many things that go with it. So it's looking at those heroes and going, well, what are the basics? What other pieces work together with this piece? And then how many ways can I wear it? How many bottoms go with it? How many tops go with it? I always recommend never buy a new piece that doesn't go with at least three or four things you already have in your wardrobe, because that will just end up being an orphan. And if you are really inspired by something, try and figure out why it is before you buy it, that it inspires you so much. But you want to think about how each new piece that comes in your wardrobe is going to play with the other pieces in there. And this is why you can think about, you know, building a wardrobe is curating a wardrobe, that we're actually thinking very thoughtfully and consciously about how things work together. And I do have my, you know, building your wardrobe capsule guides and also my free download of a 5-step formula for fabulous wardrobe. It shows in images how you can kind of go through this process. So I do recommend, if you've not grabbed that free download, my 5-step formula for a fabulous wardrobe, do grab that. It's just head over to the blog. You'll find it on the homepage. And it gives you some tips. Plus, I also have my wardrobe capsule guides, you know, and lots of different ideas for wardrobe capsules and building wardrobe capsules in my free downloads as well. So if you are struggling with that, I say head over there. Second question comes from Sophie, who says, I'm an overweight H shape or possibly O right now, and it's become clear that my hips and legs stay relatively slim. I know a little bit about how to hide a tummy, but I'm wondering on the positive side, how do I highlight my hips and legs without creating an imbalanced look? And this is great because when we're thinking about camouflage and highlight, so when we're thinking about camouflage, we can just keep the area more plain, more free. I call it, you know, keep it more boring. Don't put any detail on that area. Then if we're thinking about, well, what do I highlight? So what we're doing is we're distracting the eye by creating some interest and detail. So if we want to highlight our fantastic pins, think about, you know, can I wear dresses or skirts instead of pants potentially? Or thinking, you know, that in drawing attention, maybe some great shoes. Thinking about, like, if you've got, say, a tunic style top, does it have a border print down the bottom, or does it have some sort of interesting asymmetrical hemline, or something that might make it a bit of a feature that's actually going to draw the eye further down your body to your legs and hips. So it's thinking about what, you know, detail can I put there. So if you're wearing a skirt or a dress, you know, what about some, you know, pattern tights or something like that? Or how about, you know, some sort of other pattern. So wearing pattern skirts or pattern dresses where you've got a pattern on the bottom and you can put a plain jacket or something over the top so that, you know, makes your top a little bit less interesting and your bottom a little bit more interesting. So it's just thinking about how do I create interest and detail, and it won't create imbalance because by putting some stuff there, you're actually drawing attention to it and away from the area you don't want people to look. So, you know, I think about pattern tights, different colours, different patterns in garments, interesting hemlines, interesting shoes. All those things are going to create that interest and detail in that part of your body. And then you also can draw attention up to your face with something interesting in your portrait area and keep the midsection free and boring and no detail through that section so that we don't draw attention to our midsection. So that would be a few little ideas. Last question today comes from Laura, who says, my biggest challenge is my age. I'll be 86 in September. I don't see that as a challenge. I see that as amazing, and how fantastic that you are turning 86 and you still care about your style. I mean, how fantastic. You're still a vibrant, amazing person. And I find that most of the clothes available in my town is too youthful, that the dresses are too short, low cut, clingy. How do I find clothes online? And this is the problem. If you live somewhere where, you know, there's very limited options in clothing. And I can tell you, I, for a very short period of my life, lived in a small town in the middle of nowhere, Wales, in the UK, and the shopping was abysmal. There was one, you know, young person shop, and then there was basically a really, really old lady shop, and there was nothing in between. The shopping was abysmal. Didn't do any shopping really when I lived there. But it was one of those things. I know sometimes if you live somewhere where it's limited, this is where you need to start to go online. And this is where you have to treat online shopping as a bit of an experiment, just as if, look, I know when I take a client into, say, a department store, and there's a lot of options there, and we might take, say, 30 things from that department store, which has probably, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of items. But we've only taken 30 things in there. So we're already limiting. We're taking the best of what's there. We might try them on, and we might, if we're lucky, walk away with 3 to 5 things that are great. So don't have that expectation. We expect to try on stuff and go, nope, it's not right. You know, maybe the fit's not right. Maybe the cut's not right. Maybe, you know, when you get it on, it's not like you thought it would be because how it looks on the hanger is not necessarily how it's going to look on your body. All those sorts of things. So our expectations are actually very low from the huge number of things out there to what we might actually want to take home. And we have to treat online shopping in that way, where it is a try on at home kind of thing. And I know that, you know, online shops don't love you doing this, but it is something to think about, going, well, I have to expect that I'm going to send a good portion of anything I buy back because it's not right for me, that it doesn't work. Now, the more you know some different brands, so if you've got anything in your wardrobe that fits and works, have a look at the brands, have a look at the sizes, to take measurements. That's the other thing, is that they'll often have kind of measurements on online stores, information about how things, you know, what the stores, you know, waist size, bust size, hip size and everything is. But take 10 measurements of the garments that you have that work, because then when you can compare those to the sizing when you're looking online, that's going to give you a much better idea of if something will work or not than just saying it's a size 10 and this is a size 10 or whatever the size might be. So look at those measurements and see, well, what are the measurements? Also understand a bit about fabrics. A stretchy fabric's going to have a bit more give. It's going to be a little bit easier to fit than something that is woven and has no stretch in it. So also thinking about, this is why things like buying a pair of dress pants that have no stretch in them is so much harder to find than buying a pair of jeans that have stretch in them, because that stretch allows for a bit more variation in size. So it is looking at those different things to see how, you know, like, you know, what might work, and expecting to send a lot of stuff back. But really being very careful, being considered, thinking about what you want. you know, doing some research, going online, having a look around and finding, you know, your best options. But do look at what you've already got. If you know people and you think, oh, I like that, what they've got, ask them where they got it from, because maybe that's a store that's got styles that appeal to you. And yeah, that too short, too tight, too clingy, you know, too young can feel uncomfortable, but also you don't have to go into a kind of old lady frumpy land either. So it's just a matter though of looking around, and there's like plenty of department stores and things like that which have great online shopping options that have a good range of clothes. So that could be something for you to look at as well. So thank you for your questions. And I look forward to chatting with you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.